This is episode 373 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Life is too short and it's never guaranteed, so live with love and passion. Don't sweat the small stuff. Release any pain, suffering, and resentment. Look for the good, smile, laugh, and just love. Tony Robbins recently said that at the Date with Destiny event in West Palm that my wife and I recently attended. And I wanted to share that with you along with several other things that I took away. And this is going to be one of several episodes I record and publish about a variety of topics and a variety of things that really struck a chord with me. And I want to share one other thing that he mentioned from the stage. He said, "You can have the life you want if you change your blueprint, and don't blame anything or anyone." And I want to pick up this episode, my friends, with the last part of that statement, "and don't blame anything or anyone." So just to set the stage and provide some context, I first attended UPW, Unleash the Power Within, back in 2007 in New Jersey. And this was like around the time where I was heavily getting into personal development. I got into the business late 2005, and I made so many mistakes, continue to make mistakes and continue to fail and, you know, take those quote unquote L's, which I call lessons, not losses. It's part of growing, right? It's part of personal development. And so I was first exposed to Tony Robbins back then, and I hadn't attended an event until earlier this month. And my wife and I went. It's something that we've been wanting to do. You know, I've heard so much about Date with Destiny. It's 6 days. It's intense from mornings to like early mornings. You know, on average, we were leaving like at 2:30, 2:45 in the morning. We would start at about 11. So it was very intense. And not just intense mentally and emotionally, but also somewhat intense physically. You know, Tony always has you in peak state. And so a lot of that is dancing, jumping around, using your voice, using your body. And it's not like rah-rah BS type stuff. You know, he gets into the science and the psychology and you know, motion creates emotion. And the reason you want to, the way that you operate at peak state is getting your body, changing your physiology. But there's so much I'm going to share with you guys that I hope you appreciate and get things from, everything from growth and mindset to what you give meaning to, what you focus on, the questions you ask yourself, your primary question, and is it serving you, success, suffering, fulfillment, you know, changing your emotions, I just alluded to, dealing with problems and how you view problems, you know, giving, relationships. I have so much on relationships and the six human needs and, you know, figuring out what are your top two primary needs. I mean, I can go on and on and on, and there's going to be more to come. So make sure, you know, shameless plug, make sure that you're subscribed to the podcast so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when new episodes are released. But I want to circle back to the last quote. I'm going to read it to you again if I can just find it here in my notes. You can have the life you want if you change your blueprint and don't blame anything or anyone. In other words, look inward. And one of the things that jumped out at me, it was a life-changing event. It was an incredible experience. My wife and I got so much out of it and met some really, really cool people. The energy in the room was unbelievable. And yet, with all of that, I heard so much complaining. And because of my mindset, that was... it's a blip on the radar, meaning it's such a small, tiny, almost forgettable piece of the entire experience. But I want to share it with you to highlight something that I'm constantly reminding myself of. And I think the lesson for you here is no matter what you do, you cannot please everyone. And by trying to please everyone and satisfy everyone, you're setting yourself up for failure. Here's what I mean. this was, by many people's accounts, a life-changing experience. It was 6 days, awesome people in the room, amazing energy. The content was incredible. The exercises, it was a very unique experience, right? And it was fun. On top of that, you know, if you've never been to a Tony Robbins event, I kind of equate it to like, think of like a rock concert, but for personal development, and so much better than that. You know, like the lights and the music and the experience and everything. I mean, there were celebrities there, and just like, it was just a cool experience. But yet, these are just some of the complaints that I heard from several people. It was too cold. There was too much selling. Tony sold out by being, you know, they played some video of him on the screen teaching some content because, you know, he's 59, 60 years old, and he recently had some health challenges with mercury poisoning from eating too much fish. And so, you know, his health is, even though he's still, you know, in great shape and still operates at a very, very high level. I mean, day one, he was probably on stage speaking for 10 to 12 hours straight. I don't know very many people that can do that, and at his level. So with all that said, you know, there was some video, which in previous Date with Destinies, I heard that that wasn't the case. It was pretty much him the whole time. What are some other complaints? It was an incubator for illness. Right? Because there's this thing called the Tony flu, quote unquote. A lot of people, after the event get sick. You know, imagine you're interacting, you're high-fiving people, you're in close proximity with so many different people, and your body is, you know, you're not getting the type of sleep that you probably normally get. Your body's going at just intense levels that it's probably not used to for many people. And so you come back and you get a little sick, you know. Some people, you know, he doesn't care about our health because there was not really very many breaks to eat. Like you'd have to kind of go out on your own to grab something to eat. There was a few breaks here and there. But anyways, with so much that he gave, with the incredible experience and the life-changing, you know, I mean, he literally was saving people's lives during some of these interventions, and just witnessing that, the content. With all that, you know, there's a small percentage of people that were just complaining. The room was probably, I don't know, it felt like 50, 55 degrees in that room. I mean, I was wearing a bubble jacket inside of a convention center to give you an idea of how cold it was. And I remember like on the third day they started, you know, they took a couple hours, 2-3 hours to provide a little bit of content, but really it was more, you know, of a pitch to get people into the different programs. And I had zero problem with that. And yet there was so many people that were just complaining about that. And my wife had mentioned something to me, and I said, you know, it's incredible that, like, this was the beginning of day three. And I was like, I could leave today and feel like, and it was a big investment. It wasn't cheap, you know, with hotel and everything. We probably spent like 14, 15 grand between the two of us, because we got like diamond tickets and, you know, just a very cool experience. It was probably like 14, 15 grand. So it wasn't cheap. And forget about the money. It was 6 days away from the family, away from my girls. And so I told her after day two, I said, we could leave today and I feel like I would have gotten my money's worth. That's how good it was through the first couple of days. And people started pitching, and I'm like, this is a business they're running. Like, they have a captive audience of 5,000 people. It would be foolish for them not to mention some of their other programs that, by the way, can have a huge, profound, positive impact on people's lives. I mean, like, what are people like complaining about? It's not like they took the entire day to like just try to sell the programs. They took a couple hours in the morning, whatever. All that to say is, you know, I read a post on Facebook shortly after the event, and somebody like summed it up beautifully. And this person basically went on to say that they were expressing extreme gratitude to all the people complaining. And initially that was like the first sentence of the post, and it caught my eye, and I'm like, what is this guy talking about? You know, expressing extreme gratitude to all the complainers. And I went on to read, and, you know, he was sharing that the event was like a life-changing experience for him. And he realized that no matter what you do, and he's kind of looking at this from Tony's perspective and his entire team, no matter what you do, you're always going to have a small percentage of people that are going to find what's wrong with something versus finding what's good. And that's something that Tony talked about. You know, one of the questions he asked was, monitor your thoughts. What do you focus on? Do you find what's good in something, or do you always find what's bad? And so at this point in the podcast, I'd like to kind of have you mentally press the pause button and ask yourself, and I'll just give a couple seconds before I say anything else, but ask yourself and be honest, are you somebody that just you're wired to find what's wrong with something? Are you somebody that just complains, whether it's outwardly, verbally to others, or even if it's internal? You know, monitor your thoughts and ask yourself, what do you focus on? You know, so in this particular case, if you were there, would you be focusing on the experience, the people you've met, the, you know, being happy for the lives that were saved, of people that were considering ending their life, but yet within a 20 to 30 to 45 minute period, Tony was able to get this person to completely change their outlook on life, and at the same time, you know, engage, entertain, and educate people on psychology, mindset, dealing with problems? Or are you going to focus on the fact that the room's too cold, or there was some selling earlier on in the day, or that, you know, there's no lunch or dinner breaks? Ask yourself, what do you focus on? And I want to wrap this particular show up by expressing gratitude to this particular person that made this post, because I was feeling the same thing he was. Like, I was like, man, with all this, people still can't appreciate, like, everything being shared and the experience and all that. And this person ended this post by basically saying, like, I'm grateful to the complainers because I now have the permission to become bigger, better, greater, and understand that people are going to complain around me. And now I understand that I can't take this personal, and I can't please everybody. And being a pleaser is one surefire way to fail. So, you know, if you know that you have the right intentions, if you know that you're coming across, you know, wanting to serve, wanting to help people, you know, this podcast, for example, you know, I think one of the things I'm extremely grateful for is that I've never aimed for this to be perfect. You know, the company that adds the intros and the outros and all that, like, I never wanted them to take out the ahs and the ums and you know, me coughing or me screwing up and saying something stupid. That was one of the things they asked me. I said, no, don't worry about that. I want this to be, I just want you to take care of the intro, the outro, put it together, get it, you know, online on the different platforms. That's all I want you to do. I want this to be as raw, real, and authentic as possible. And don't fall into the trap of trying to make things perfect. You know, just if you're coming at things with the right intentions and from your heart, that's going to come through to people. And so understand you cannot please everybody. There's going to be haters out there. There's going to be people out there that are going to find what's wrong with something. There's probably somebody listening to this, maybe critiquing, you know, how I'm speaking or the message I'm delivering, or maybe they don't agree, and that's perfectly fine. But do you keep going? You know, keep wanting to help others and pouring into people's lives, and focus on the 99%, right? Don't focus on the 1% of people that are going to come at it from a negative angle or find what's wrong in something. And then lastly, you know, the takeaway from this, what I'm hoping you take away from this and what I'm hoping you do is monitor your thoughts and ask yourself, what do I tend to focus on? Is my mind trying to find what's right in something, the good in something, the beauty in the problem, or are you wired to just naturally, like, complain and gripe and find what's wrong with something? So ask yourself that, my friend. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this. And as always, I'm super excited about the upcoming episodes, and I want to connect with you. Reach out to me on social, Instagram at AlexPardo25. You can find me on Facebook. And I appreciate you. I thank you. I'm grateful for you. And we'll connect on the next episode. Take care. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.